This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Little after 5 o'clock on a Memorial Day Friday weekend. Give you a big WFAN programming announcement coming up in a few minutes. But first, it is that time of day you wait for so patiently.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And my Cinco taps into something that Tiki was literally just talking about unintentionally, where your mindset is at in the car right now. Yes, at 8 o'clock, you'll be revved up for the Knicks, and we'll continue to talk about them. But what is going on this weekend, this, that, and the other? I'm here to give you simply, as grill season officially starts, the 5 best barbecue sides to make sure you have this weekend.
Sides?
Well, look, can I make a hot dog hamburger list? Of course, but who's done that? Mm. Yeah, everybody.
That's easy.
Everybody. So let's have some fun with the sides. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Beer. It checks the box of the carbs on the side. It pairs well with a hot dog or a hamburger. Beer is the 5th best side this weekend.
That's
yes,
not
it is.
A side?
Yes, it is.
How is that a side?
That's a necessity.
You know how many people out there this weekend are going to simply hold with one hand a hot dog and the other hand a beer? Mm. Yes, it is a side.
No, I mean, I'm going to do it too, but that doesn't qualify as a side.
Maybe not on Thanksgiving, it doesn't, but on Memorial Day weekend, it does.
All right, keep going.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Chips. Yes, you heard me. In grill season is the only time chips go from snack to side. And if you're daring, put them on a burger.
I do agree with you on that.
That's a good one.
And chips on a burger are really good. Chips on a tuna sandwich are also very good. If you put it in the tuna. Yeah.
Gives a little crunch. I can see that.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Why are you giving me a
number
look?
3.
Is it
love
that crazy?
Some tuna
it's just your tuna love.
You're talking about tuna.
Number 3 for me is coleslaw. I'm more of a vinegar-based coleslaw guy, but coleslaw. And by the way, slap a coleslaw on a hot dog, change your world.
What?
You don't like coleslaw.
Nah.
All right. Here we go.
Number 2.
Macaroni salad. And Tiki?
I can get down with that.
Tiki, after your statement to Evan, I want you to read what I wrote next to mac salad.
No tuna, though.
Some mac salads are made with tuna. Can't be the tuna mac salad, just with the mayo.
Okay.
And last but not
number
least.
Number 1.
The absolute number 1 side you need to have if you're grilling this weekend. Corn on the cob. Goat side with the grill.
How do you leave out fries?
Fries?
Yeah, fries.
Because then you got to go inside to the oven and turn on the oven, dude.
How are you grilling fries?
Oh, the rule is you have to grill it?
No. Yes.
Since when did you grill beer?
No. It's not that you have to grill them. See, the other sides are either cold, open in a bag, beer, or corn on the cob you throw on the grill. The whole point of grilling is you don't go inside to turn on the oven.
I understand, but you're not counting French fries as a side?
You have to go inside to turn on the oven.
I'm trying to think of the barbecues I've been at. Fries are not sides there.
Oh, definitely. At least where I do it. I mean, usually Abuelo
bakes
the fries inside and then we bring it outside.
But that's not what you do with it.
What do you mean that's not what you do? You're allowed to go inside, especially with this weather.
I could think of like baked beans or black-eyed peas.
Something you can make on the side burner.
Cornbread or something like fries?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, you're lost.
Come on.
Anyway, that's my list.
Thank you, Sean. That would actually be number 1 on my list, fries. Anyhow, we tried to do this yesterday, but I'm going to give you full disclosure. When I asked Sal Licata if the NL East was over, he did give an answer yesterday, but Brandon Tierney was having a separate conversation with Sean in which BT dropped the loudest F-bomb you'll ever hear in the middle of Sal's answer, and we just found like we couldn't play it. Like it was just so vulgar. No offense. So unfortunately, we couldn't do it yesterday, but nothing's changed, right? I mean, the Phillies did win again.
Yep.
But the Mets haven't played. So I was able to track down Sal Licata in another edition of Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Sal, don't run away. Don't run away. Very important question. Memorial Day weekend. Is the NL East over?
Will you stop with this stuff? Two things. Go Knicks and get off Soto's back, will you?
Get off Soto's back.
What does that have to do with the NL East?
He doesn't want to answer it anymore, clearly. But I will continue to ask until we get an answer. And also, speaking of the NL East being over, there's a gentleman in our newsroom, one of the very few people that showed up to work today. I do not know him. Seems like a nice guy.
Greg is his name.
His name is Greg.
I thought he was friends with Zach Gelb. I didn't realize he worked here.
Okay, he does work here. I've never met him before. He came over to me immediately. And the first thing he said to me was, thanks, Sean Morash. And I'm like, why? Now, by the way, Greg, decked out in Phillies gear. Oh. 1980 Phillies World Championship t-shirt and a hat.
How the heck did he get a job here?
Ricky Ricardo, baby.
Oh, Ricky, of course.
So Greg says, thanks, Sean. I'm like, for what? He's like, you know, the day he declared the NL East over, the Phillies have basically been the best team in baseball, and they've obviously opened up a lead in the NL East.
Is that right?
And so he...
Is that statistically correct?
It is statistically correct. Wow. He's right. And so he and others in the Philly community are actually crediting Sean Morash sparking the Philadelphia Phillies. How does that make you feel?
Just what I needed on my belt. Vouch for a team I don't root for in this team and have a city I can't stand now hate me because of it. So I really checked all the boxes there.
You really pulled it off. So, yeah, thanks for sparking the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, before we get back to your calls, I want to get into Tyrese Haliburton becoming an all-time heel. Very exciting programming announcement here at WFAN. And this is going into effect next Saturday. Okay, so this Saturday will be normal, but starting next Saturday, my man, my longtime radio partner, Joe Beningo, will be doing his show from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Okay, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., and Chris Big Mac McMonagle will be doing his Saturday show now permanently from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The great Richard Neer, who means a lot to me. I don't know if Richard knows this, but my first call ever to WFAN was I called Richard Neer.
On what? The Mets?
It was on Vince Coleman and the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Richard, I have a question. Do you think the Mets can get anything for Vince Coleman? And Richard said, no, not really, because he's, you know, Coleman was terrible.
Right.
But Richard will still be a big part of the WFAN family. And I'm a big fan of his, but Joe B. will be on from 5 to 9 a.m. on Saturdays, and Big Mac from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So very exciting stuff. I look forward to hearing Chris on my Saturday morning drives. Same thing with Joe B. Mm-hmm. Joe B. still has it, man. So it'll be great. And that's starting next Saturday.
Not tomorrow. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday,
right.
May 31st. So my real question I have to ask to Big Mac is, how come I'm just hearing this now? You don't want to tell me that you had this all in the works? What the hell's going on with that?
Yeah, no, I'm keeping it to myself. You know how it works. First off, can I just say something, though?
Yeah.
Real quick?
Yeah.
He says bulls, you weirdo.
No, he doesn't. He says bears.
He says bulls.
Dude.
Where the hell did you get bears from?
Because he says bears.
Chris, Evan is the only one, and some random caller they called that hears bears.
No, I know. I
have bulls. Yeah, well, listen, you know, Evan, we don't talk as much as we used to. What can I tell you?
You'll get
some answers.
You talked plenty to me at the Yankees game last week when all you were doing is rubbing it in how great things were for your baseball team. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I heard
well.
From you.
It went well. Hanging out, you know. It didn't go so well for Morash. Hey, is he feeling any better?
Much better. Stomach problems were bad that night, Chris, but at least we got the win.
Well, that's what happens when you get a half a case in.
Yeah, there might have been a little vomit on Metro North. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Morash had the meat sweats, man. That was a rough, uncomfortable night.
Big Mac, I was listening to you the other day. You were the first voice I heard after the New York Knicks lost the way they did. And I want to share with the audience. I have it. Don't worry, Tommy. I have it in my phone. I need to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mac's first words after the Knicks collapse. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to play it into the phone. Here we go. Hold on. I got to start it over one more time.
Welcome to hell. Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. How about that? Now, it's been 2 days. Are you feeling a little bit better?
Say, when did that subside?
No, listen, that's part of the greatness of the overnight is I'm raw in that moment. Like, it just happened. I don't have the benefit of a night's sleep and getting over it and looking over the numbers and coming to terms with it. That happened. I turned off the television. I got in my car. I was still fuming by the time I turned the mic on. So Yeah, I'm feeling much better.
What were you most mad about? What were you most mad about? The fact that it happened, or was there an individual or a moment?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That made you most?
I think what made me most angry was the relief I felt for the half a second that I was sure that clank off the rim was there was something about the relief in that moment that I felt to see it go back through the rim.
Right.
Obviously, I don't know if that's the key moment of the entire debacle, but it's the one that made me the most angry, because for a half a second, I thought we made it through.
Right. Now, because you felt that coming for a while, for 2 minutes, you felt that coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, obviously you felt it coming. I was pacing my floor. You could sense it with all the threes. It starts early after the second three Neesmith makes. Like, I just start feeling uncomfortable about the whole game. So, yeah, it was a slow death, kind of, but just a brutal thing. And then to be on right after it, I was very raw and emotional. So no, maybe hell is a bit strong, but
I understand
like
that. No, I totally
It sounded appropriate.
Poor guy couldn't even sing, so you had to say we were in hell. I'll tell you, I don't know if you felt this way, and maybe this is my own biases to my own experience that I had. When Halliburton's foot was clearly on the line, it brought back flashbacks to my experience with Kevin Durant. And as you remember, because I know we talked about this on the air when you were with us, I had a guy tell me we got this during the break between the fourth quarter and overtime, and I was underneath my seat. I was scared. Like, I almost looked at that half a centimeter and said, now I know things will go bad, despite my team hitting the shot that tied the game. Knowing that, because I know you experienced it, obviously, from the other side, or not really rooting for the Nets as much, did you not think for a second, when Halliburton has his foot on the line, thinks he won the game, Harlan thinks they won the game, but oh wait, it's going to overtime. Do you not think, all right, we got this?
No, I thought they were dead.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think for a second they were going to win that game. I thought they were dead. I mean, how could you not? Look at the way he was played. Look at how exhausted they looked. Look how many mistakes they made. Look at how bad those possessions were. Look how bad Brunson was playing in the last few minutes of regulation. Like, I thought they were cooked. And then they take the 4-point lead, and I thought the, obviously, you could argue that sequence of the non-goaltending into the corner three is the killer. But for maybe a half a second up four, I thought maybe they would find it. But no, heading into overtime, I felt like it might as well have been a three.
Well, we'll see if they can even this series up tonight. Big Mac will start with his new Saturday show next Saturday, May 31st at 9 a.m. You could hear the great Joe B beginning at 5 a.m. And Richard will still be a big part of the FAN family. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks. I'm very excited about it. I know that slot, obviously, when I first started, that was, you know, dog slot, and then you had it for years. It's one of those prime real estate things on the weekend. So I'm very excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, let me ask you this. I started doing the Saturday show in 2007, and I finally tapped out in 2023. Will you match my longevity? Are you calling your shot here on May 23rd that you will match my 17-year longevity streak?
17 years is a long time, but I'm up for it. Why not? What the hell?
All right. Let's see if you can pull it off.
We'll see if I can catch you. See if they want me for 17. Let's
see if you want to do it for 17 years.
See if I want to do it for 17 years. But, yeah, no, absolutely. I'm on board right now. There's no reason to think there's any stop. So.
All right, man. Well, we'll be listening. Thank you, Big Mac. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mac. There he is, the great Chris McMonagle. Next Saturday, new Saturday lineup. Joe B. from 5 to 9 a.m. Big Mac from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And like I said, Richard will be a big part of the FAN family. Yeah, that ball bouncing into the air was probably the worst part now that I think about it. But here's the best part. We can all move on. In less than 3 hours.
You have to.
Well,
you have to move on.
You have to move on, but it's always in your mind until the next game. And in less than 3 hours, there's new things to either be excited or worried about because they're playing game two.
Right.
And rehashing game one
doesn't mean anything anymore.
It finally, you can move on.
Yeah, there's nothing that's going to carry over from game one that's going to impact game two, unless it's fatigue.
Right.
But we'll see early.
Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. How are you, Mario?
Mario, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Appreciate it, man. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got two things. Don't cut me off till I finish. I've been on hold for 2 hours.
You got it. In fact, I am putting my fingers away. This is the Mario part of the show. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Two things on Soto, right? There's this video on YouTube right now. Juan Soto does not swing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They posted it 21 hours ago. It's got 219,000 views, right?
Yes. Now, I watched 219 and one in a second.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Yes.
I knew you were going to say that, Tiki. So listen. So I was watching those strikes. The first two times he struck out looking.
Yep.
One of the things that he does better than anybody maybe in history is his eye for the strike zone. Would you agree with that?
Of course. Yes.
Evan? Okay. Yes. Those balls were right down the middle. They didn't have a lot of bite on them. He didn't swing. He didn't want to swing. I don't know why. But there's no way he got fooled. There was no way he was off balance. Watch how he's standing. And Tiki, you watch it and you tell me if that's true or not.
Well, I mean,
you know,
this is the wrong video, but
let me give my second opinion and then you can.
Right, I got the video. I'm going to show it to Tiki while you make your third.
Okay,
point,
here's my second thing. Yeah. Now, one thing with Soto and the hustling thing, right?
Yes.
And I think you said this too. You said this too, Tiki. You can't always control your production, but you can control your effort, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's true, right?
Right. That's the only
not
thing you
hustling,
can
yeah. Not hustling does not show up well with the young players who are young and they're hustling and all that, who might think, wow, if I did that, they'd throw me off the team. They might not say anything, but that's what they're thinking. Now, let me tell you something. I know you don't like Giannis, Evan, and I know why, and we'll talk about that another time. But I watched Giannis in a game, right, where they either won or lost, I don't know, but he was mad about his free throws, right, that he missed a bunch of free throws. After the game, he took 1,000 free throws, and he makes $60 million a year. Did he need to do that? Is that effort? That's the kind of effort we need from Soto. I listened to your response. Thanks for taking my call.
You convinced me. The Nets should trade for Giannis.
I mean,
is that what he was trying to do?
Just to start with the Giannis thing, because they're picking eighth, their opportunity to get that whatever player, generational, if you want to call it that, it's just not there.
Yes, let's go just trade for Giannis. Screw it.
You're going to get some lower level 19-year-old
right.
Who may or may not be any good. And so Giannis is probably, unless you can trade in to number two. Giannis is probably the best option that's available. Now, the question is, does he want to come here? I know he says in passing or whatever in his AMAs that he does, he's asked me any things. Yeah, I'd be up for New York. Does he want to go to the Knicks or does he want to go to the Nets? Mm. That's the question. But if I was the Nets, why not? We talked about this before. When you had one of your 30-second moments, I'm talking about the Nets.
By the way, I wasn't even serious about talking about this, but Tiki's going in.
Right, but when you, we, in the NBA now, it's any team can do it any year.
Right.
If you have the right talent on the team, and obviously coaching, but whatever. I think the Nets have the right coach. They don't have the talent.
Yeah, so.
And so why not go get an elite talent?
I promise you I will address this in depth at a later date. Just to get back to Soto. Because we don't see him working doesn't mean he's not working.
Right.
Like, the reputation Juan Soto has is that he is as hard a worker as anybody. I've heard he treats his body like a machine in terms of what he eats, when he eats, all of that. So I don't think it's fair. I understand the honest comparison of he's sitting there shooting all those free throws after a game. I remember Karl Anthony Towns did that, and it was on TV, it was on MSG, and everyone freaked out. Like, after he had missed big free throws, he's standing there on the court. That's great. I'm not diminishing Kat doing that or Giannis doing that, but it's not fair to assume that Juan Soto isn't taking extra BP. I think he is. So I just want to address that. As far as that at-bats or those at-bats against the Red Sox, I still have a very tough time believing that Juan Soto chose to just not swing the bat for two plate appearances. And then, by the way, in the third plate appearance, okay, I'll swing for the downs. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't buy it.
The fifth one, you could tell he was looking for a ball. So it's not like he was just intentionally not swinging.
A few of them he looked
for. And every one that's questionable, bottom of the zone, maybe a little bit top right of the zone, he's questioning the ump.
Exactly.
He's like, dude, what are you, that's a ball.
Yeah, so how,
so he's not intentionally not swinging. He's just not seeing it right. I think you're right because, what's a kid pitcher, Crochet?
Garrett Crochet, yeah.
His action is really whippy.
Thank you.
Right? It comes from behind his body and just whips out of nowhere, and all of a sudden the ball is coming at you. So it's just a little bit odd if you've never seen him or have seen him in limited
time. He hasn't seen him. And I think what happened to Soto, while this is blown up, to Sean bringing it up, to my dad even texting me, yeah, I kind of agree with Sean, is that it was weird to see Soto strike out twice without swinging the bat. And I admit that. He had never done that before. It's also terrible timing, right? He's in a slump. He just got moved in the batting order. The Yankee Stadium stuff. I get all that. And I understand why perception sometimes becomes this reality, but I still cannot wrap my head around the idea that he would actually go up and not swing the bat. And like you said, when you watch the at-bat, it does look like he has intention to swing.
Right.
So I still don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. And I'll call someone out when they quit. I'll never forget when James Harden quit on the floor. I was disgusted as a basketball fan. I was like, that guy stopped trying. That guy literally stopped trying. Get him off my basketball team.
Right.
Actually, I didn't say get him off my basketball team. It was more like, the guy's not trying. What do we do? Give him more money. Give him an extension. I think that's what I said. But I don't think that's the case with Soto. I just don't.
Do you think we're going to get to a point, though, Evan, where, and we love him, Mendy should stop being as honest with the media?
I think he's already stopped being completely honest with the media.
You heard him mention even bringing up the contract before unintentionally. It's almost like he doesn't mean anything by it, but doesn't realize how much things could be twisted.
No, I think Mendy...
go ahead.
I think he's smart with the honesty that he has.
Yeah.
And I think that the contract is not bad to bring up because it's a nice way of saying, look, Boone didn't have that adjustment.
Well, I think he's also addressing what everybody's fans and media are talking about. That is, Juan Soto is being paid $70+ million a year.
Right.
He can't suck like this. And so when Mendy brings that up, hey, what's the difference between whatever slump he had with the Yankees and the slump he's having now to start his tenure with the Mets? It's the money. The difference is he's paid a lot of money.
I think
and everybody knows it.
I think that his honesty, he's not fully going to tell you everything. He had a meeting with Juan Soto. You think he's describing what happened?
Not sure.
They may have yelled at each other for all we know. There may be guys yelling at each other in the locker room, but we don't see it publicly the way we saw it with Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby. And I bet you we haven't heard of many of them. It's like you experienced it. Right. I'm sure there were arguments, loud arguments in that giant locker room that we would love to have known about that we didn't know about.
Right. If you listened to Jay Glazer, you would get them.
Oh. He explained all of them?
Oh, Glaze knew everybody.
He knew everybody.
And knew everything.
Oh. Sometimes, but was everything reported on?
No, of course not.
And that's my point. And so I think that Mendy's smart. He's strategically honest.
Right.
That's how I would phrase it. Strategically honest. He'll be honest to where it doesn't cause any issues.
Strategery.
That's right. Very, very, very good. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get you ready for Knicks Pacers. And we made a promise yesterday. We said 24 hours from now, we'll have a No Biggie song for Tommy Lugauer. We debut that coming up. Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton, a guy that many Knicks fans wanted to draft instead of Obi Toppin. Tyrese Halliburton with his two voices, which is very unique. Tyrese Halliburton has a shot, and he took a major step in doing so with what happened in game one. He's got all the makings of being an all-time New York heel.
New York heel.
A New York heel.
Not an NBA heel, though.
No, look.
I think he's too nice.
The NBA heel thing is a little complicated. Like, his fellow NBA players don't respect him for whatever reason. Because in a lot of these player polls, he always gets voted number one most overrated.
Overrated, right.
And I think...
Well, that's because there's games where he scores 8 points.
Yeah, but game knows game. They know he's a good player. It's something about his personality. There's something about him that I think fellow NBA players don't like very much.
Interesting.
But that's... It is what it is. Right. I think in this town, he has embraced what Reggie Miller embraced, which is not only being really good, which is half the battle, but then kind of leaning in towards the heel role. David Ortiz did a great job of that, too. It's why he's one of the great heels in New York sports history. The question for Halliburton that he has to answer to really become a New York sports heel is, how good are you? How good can you be? Chipper Jones was good, and he leaned into it as well. But you're going to have to win a lot. They won a seventh game last year, but I don't think most Knicks fans kind of looked at Halliburton as the reason why, necessarily. It was more, we got injured. That's why we lost. So I think he's got the personality. I think he's got the makeup. I think he has everything about him to be a real New York heel. But
he's got to win.
He's got to have success.
He's got to be the guy who knocked the Knicks out, and he's got to be viewed as the pain in the ass.
Yes.
The guy that you complain about. And that's how you become heel as a New York. But you also got to have a little bit of a jerky personality.
Yeah.
And I guess he does.
Well, what do you dislike him, Tommy? Forget about as just a guy you're facing. Like, I don't root for the Knicks, but I like Jalen Brunson. There's nothing really unlikable about him. Is there an unlikable quality to Tyrese at all?
I think Tyrese, as a wrestling fan, knows his role when he's here, a la Trae Young or Reggie Miller. Mm. And as someone like me, who I see this online all the time, I have a punchable face. He has a punchable face. Not saying that anybody should punch him, nor should you punch me. It's my livelihood, my face. But he does. He has that, like, punchable face.
I do not think your face is your livelihood.
What do you think my livelihood
is? You're working radio. What does your face have to do with anything?
What are we on right now?
Yeah, but look, I love SNY. SNY is watching us do a radio show. We're a radio show.
All due respect.
I mean, look at the man. We get paid by look radio
at the,
company.
Look at the man to your left. Jacked, always dressed to impress, carries himself. You got to carry yourself like a star.
But that's him. You think your
He's
face.
He's a star.
I'm not talking about T. I'm talking about you. You think your face is your moneymaker?
Yeah, I do. And a lot of people think it's punchable.
And they explains why you can't afford anything.
People also think I'm short, too. I'm like 5'10". There's just that perception is what I'm getting at here. And I think Halliburton kind of has that way about him that people just want to...
You know,
because he's kind of small and you feel like you could take him in a fight.
Oh,
you know
I don't
what
think
I mean?
He's...
Or he's thin.
He's not small.
He's thin.
Yeah. He's thin, yeah. He's actually...
I could take that guy.
I think he smiles a lot.
Yeah.
And smiling a lot pisses other people
like
off.
Like Lindor. Well,
do you think your opponents got pissed at you, T, because you smiled?
No, I think I disarmed them.
Oh, really? You think it has the opposite effect?
Yeah, because I was genuinely kind to them.
Maybe that's the difference.
In a brutal way.
You're genuine and kind in a brutal way. I think Tyrese is phony then.
Oh, yeah. He's trolling.
Yeah, right.
No doubt about it.
It's
he's trying to get under your skin by being not jerky.
Yeah.
Right, with a smile on his face. I was never jerky. I was just kind of like, hey, man, that was a good hit, dude.
Different kind
of
smile.
And by the end of the game, they were helping me off the ground. It was great.
That's right. I think Tyrese has a shot. We'll see if that continues. Let's get back to your phone calls. A lot of Mets, a lot of Knicks, obviously, as they get set for Knicks Pacers. Do not forget the Yankees. They are in Colorado tonight, taking on the worst team ever assembled, the Colorado Rockies. And the Yankees are red hot. They've won 5 straight series. They continue to build their lead in the American League East. Let's go to Dennis in Bayonne. Hey, Dennis.
Last time he...
Hey, Dennis.
Is he talking to us, or?
I think he's talking about somebody eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah, we'll have to put you on hold. We really can't hear you. Let's go to Frank on Long Island. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Frank?
This whole Soto thing. I think he came to the Mets with a vision of where they wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And I think Vladimir Guerrero was a big part of that vision. And he's been in a funk since Guerrero signed back with the Blue Jays.
You know what? That's a new one. That's a new theory. That Soto was whispered to, hey, don't worry, we're going to get Vlad.
Oh, that's interesting.
Vlad extends with the Blue Jays, and Soto's like, damn it!
No, now I'm stuck with Pete.
Obviously, I do not believe that theory, but what I appreciate is creativity. And I appreciate a new take, because sometimes people call up WFAN and they say, I haven't heard anyone say, and then they make a point that's been repeated 150 times.
Yes.
I have not heard. Sean, you're in the bowels of the internet. Have you
Very
heard
bowel.
Anyone suggest that Soto is moping because he thought the Mets were going to sign or acquire Vlad?
Not at all. So much so that I'm so pissed I didn't think of it.
That's a good one. Let's go to Ryan in Tarrytown. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Life is great. This is what it's all about. I'm talking to you. I'm headed into the Knick game tonight.
Nice.
I'm thinking it's going to be a memorable. The life doesn't get better than this. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's going to be a memorable moment tonight. You know that show, The Garden, memorable moment?
Yeah.
They got that. So, right. Major Stanley Cup, Willis. It's got the Larry Johnson four-point play. Listen, you can't lose tonight, right?
Right.
That's obvious.
But what will make it memorable for you? What needs to happen, Ryan, for this to be memorable? Is this like a
20-point play?
Is this a 20-point
win? I was at that game. I was at that game with my father, and, you know, it was 1-1. The series was 1-1. And the feeling was we got to win this game, and it was over, right? And then Larry got – so something like that, maybe something like that, especially with Halliburton with the choke sign. Listen, I'm crossing my fingers. It's going to be a memorable moment.
I'm glad you're going. And have a good time. You should be excited. You have a great experience. I think what Ryan is doing is he probably dropped a lot of money to go to this game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drop that much money, you need it to be like historic. The reality is it's likely not to be historic, but it's important. It's game two, even the series up. But there is a decent chance that even if you win, for you it may be memorable because you're there. It may just be one of many playoff games the Knicks have played. It takes a lot for something to be historic, especially in the NBA, because you play a lot of playoff games.
Yeah, and so even game one, it's memorable and historic, but you also want to forget it. It's not one of those games that you want to actively remember. Right? You'd rather go away. Pacer fans will want to remember it, especially if they win this series, but Knick fans want to replace it with something else.
The Knicks have played 37 games in the postseason in the Jalen Brunson era. It's tough to remember all of them. You know what I mean?
Doubt.
Like, they run together. So, hopefully, it's memorable, and you never know. Here's the beauty of sports. When you go into a building or stadium or an arena, you never know when you're going to see history.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for regular season games, and obviously, that goes for the postseason.
Right.
You never know if you're going to see something that is incredible.
And that's what Kat said, basically.
Kat said it.
Forget game one. We're trying to make our own history.
Absolutely. Look, Met fans may have that tonight at Citi Field. Clayton Kershaw could pitch a perfect game. I mean, he's not going to because he'd be pulled after five innings. But it could be a combined perfect game. With the way this Met offense is going, I wouldn't rule it out.
Why are you even speaking that into the ether?
Well, because I could have said Griffin Canning would pitch a perfect game, but it doesn't ring.
You don't want to jinx it.
It's not even jinxing. It just doesn't ring off the mouth the way Clayton Kershaw does. Because Clayton Kershaw. He's one of the best
pitchers
of all time.
But he hasn't been elite in 5 years.
But that's the point of the majesty of sport, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
guy hasn't been elite in a long time. He goes out there and he pitches six perfect innings. By the way, I'm going to hate myself if he goes out and pitches five perfect innings. I'd be annoyed. Let's go to Jody in Warren, New Jersey. Hey, Joey. Joe D.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jody?
Hey, guys. Hey, Tiki, first of all, you should do an exercise video, man, how to get your body, that would sell big time.
You got to run. And exercise. Get your heart rate up.
Don't give it away. Make the video. Make a lot of money.
And, Evan, I did buy the Rico T-shirt, and so I was actually surprised. The material on the T-shirt was very soft and very comfortable and a pleasure to buy them.
I'm
a big fan.
Nice. Thank
but
you.
But here's the other thing. The reason why I called is this. The statistics you point out on the air about Juan Soto's average and his home runs and his RBIs, to me, it's a little bit of BS. It's what he's doing with runners, the clutch statistics.
Yep,
what are those? Guys on base. Those are scary. Anyway, have a great weekend, guys. You're the best.
They are the most important statistics for the Met fan. Like, there have been times in which Soto's overall numbers are not horrific. Like even right now, they're not horrific. They're not impactful because he is struggling in those clutch moments. And Mendy's mentioned it. Some of it's bad luck. Victor Scott literally climbed a fence and took a three-run home run away from Juan Soto. And I get it. Like, sometimes it is bad luck. But sometimes it's bouncing into a double play, and it's not bad luck.
Right.
So it kind of works both ways. Tommy and Sean, specifically Sean, have you made a decision? Because last night I worked very hard because I followed what I said I would do 24 hours ago right here at this exact time, 5:45 on WFAN. I said we would create a No Biggie song for the New York Knicks. Okay. I came up with two of them. They were both so good, I couldn't decide. I sent them both to Sean. I sent them both to Tommy. Do you have a decision between the two songs, or are you going to give in to the public pressure and play both songs?
No, Biggie.
I have a decision.
Yes.
I do. I believe it's important at 5:45 Eastern on this Memorial Day weekend, who knows where you are, thanks for listening, that you're able to hear the words clearly and not have to scramble. So I think song number two is where we should go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Why, was the other one like mumble rap or
it's
something?
No, it was not mumbled, but this one is, I called it like poetic pop.
Yeah.
It's very succinct, the words. I think that's important.
All right, perfect.
Tommy Lugauer made a video after the Knicks lost game one. It was an inspirational video. It got Ben Stiller to retweet it. And say, I agree. And in the video, our favorite part is when he said, no biggie.
No biggie.
Knicks completed this epic collapse, and he said, no biggie.
No biggie.
So...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Here is a song dedicated to the New York Knicks and Tommy Lugauer entitled No Biggie.
Knicks collapsed. Our hopes came undone. Game one slipped away like a race we couldn't run. Halliburton was Miller. Neesmith couldn't be tamed. Now the garden's gone quiet and we're drowning in pain.
Oh, that's not it.
No, it was not it. But yeah, I like that one.
Right? That wasn't the No Biggie song, though. No. Did I not send it to you, Tommy?
Just a little inside radio here. If you two geniuses want to coordinate this song, why don't you get together and one of you play it? I don't know what the hell song one or song two is.
Why don't you try the other one, though?
All right, let's hear the other one.
The garden was rocking, but we fell apart. Game one left a sting, yeah, it broke our hearts. Halliburton was dancing, Neesmith lit the flame. Pacers stole the night, left us drowned in shame. But the Knicks ain't done, we got fire inside. Jalen's got the heart and we're taking the ride. From the ashes of loss, we'll rise up and fight New York. York's got the spirit, we'll own the next night. No biggie, no biggie, we'll shake off the pain. No biggie, no biggie, we'll bring back the game. Knicks are coming up.
You like that one?
I do.
No biggie. All right, there you go.
I like the content of the song.
I do too.
No biggie.
That was a good one.
That will get you fired up.
See, you inspired us, Tommy.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
no biggie.
You're welcome. Actually, thank you, and you're welcome. Because the no biggie is the beginning of a new, it's a new rally cry.
I think the night ends with a big Knicks win, and everybody pouring onto 7th Avenue chanting, no biggie.
No biggie. No biggie. No biggie. I agree.
You know why I'm going to say thank you to you, Evan? When I also tweeted that out, no biggie, Knicks in 7, you could take it to the bank. The reaction to that tweet wasn't what I was expecting. There was a lot of hate being thrown my way. So
really?
I like the fact that you are spinning this.
Why?
In a
because they feel like it was a big deal?
Yeah, and I think, and I wasn't, obviously, I'm a Knicks fan. It's something called, Sean does this all the time, rage baiting on social media where you sort of downplay or you troll. But I really felt that way. No biggie. I understand the way they lost, but it's still one game. And that's why I say no biggie. It was never going to be a sweep. The reaction wasn't great. There was a lot of what I talked about, punchable face, you're a jerk, we miss Mike and the Mad Dog, who hired you? Things like that. You're short. Big, you know, your voice sucks. Sure.
I think what made the no biggie so brilliant is that it is a biggie. But your your calmness in the way you say it
no biggie
makes it almost like soothing.
Uh-huh.
Like, obviously, it is a biggie.
Right, you just blew a massive historical 14-point lead in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
But if you're all frustrated and you're pent up after that game and you hear Tommy just go, no biggie, you start to think to yourself, wait, is it a big deal?
Am I overreacting?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like you start questioning yourself.
Right. And not to say they are, but I hearken back to at least the movie version of the Titanic when they played the instruments when everything was going to hell in a handbasket. Someone has to be the calming, you know, hey, no biggie.
No biggie.
We'll bounce back. Everybody, they're dead. The season's over.
Well, until they stop playing and say, all right, every man for himself.
Yeah, then I got a child. You guys are on your own.
But the Titanic did have survivors. And maybe the Knicks are those.
No biggie.
No biggie.
Let's go to Jesse in Monmouth County. Hello, Jesse.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I real quick, I have a comment for Evan and or a question for Evan and Tiki after my reason for calling. Well, real quick, I finally agree with Tommy about something. He does have a punchable face.
Yes.
And he's got a voice that makes you want to change the station sometimes. So.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh yeah. Wow. He's like Kramer. He's like George from Seinfeld, I think, of the show. Anyway, Evan, have you always been a Nets fan, even when they were in New Jersey?
Oh yeah. New Jersey Nets. That's my jam, man. Got me to 2 NBA Finals as a younger adult. I became a Nets fan in the early '90s, so that's been my only favorite basketball team. Correct.
Me too. Right on. And, Teague, what do you think about these new tight ends for, or the new tight end for the Giants? I can't remember his name offhand.
Isn't it Tommy?
Tommy.
Fedoni. Yeah.
Tommy Tats.
they get these Italian Tommies, man. That's what happens.
They know how to do it, man.
I honestly don't know a ton about him. I know he's a football player, obviously he's a football player, but you know what I mean? Like a grinded, do whatever needs to take type of football player. And the good thing about this Giant draft is that that's basically all he drafted, Joe Shane.
Yeah.
He's grimy, I just want to play football and mash heads football players.
You may have noticed something. I want to take you inside a very tight-knit, small community that I don't think you guys understand. That last caller very casually was like, hey, Evan, have you been a Net fan since the New Jersey days? I proudly say yes. He's a Net fan, that caller. And he's like, oh, that's really cool. Last night when I was at the Carton Comedy Show, I'm sitting there and this guy walks by with his son and he stops and says, "Son, you know who that is?" And I thought, oh, wow, okay. Listens to the show, very nice. And his answer was, "That's a Net fan just
like us." The Nets still in the league?
That's a Net fan just like us.
Really?
And the kid was so excited. Like, really?
That's amazing.
And he's like, yeah, big Net fan. And then luckily I was sitting next to a buddy of mine who came with me, Michael Biseglia, who's also a Net fan. And I said, him too!
The hapless Nets.
We are this small community where we get so excited when we see one of us. Mm. And it's something you guys will never understand.
Yeah, but how do you identify yourself as a Net fan? Because you're not going to wear Net gear, right?
You're right. So in this case, it's because he knows me from the radio.
Yeah, he knows who you are.
But in general, so yeah, you'd have to wear
a Net
hat.
How would you have known they were Net fans?
I would not. It would have to be the paraphernalia you talked about. But that's one of the cool things about rooting for such a small fan base team. I know that we get mocked for it, but I said this to my wife last night. I was like, that's the badge of honor that we have. Like when we see each other, it's really cool and really exciting. And so, yeah, we'll never own the city. No one will ever pretend that. We'll never be the most popular team in town. But it is so cool when, the 35 of us see each other randomly in the street. And we're like, yeah, me too. You like Drazen Petrovic as well? You thought Yinka Dare was going to be a star too? That's awesome. Yeah. Sean knows what I'm talking
about. Todd McCullough, what's up?
Yeah, he knows. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. Brett is calling from Queens. Hello, Brett.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, Tiki. The other day you said you couldn't understand how Yankee fans didn't want to see Soto succeed with the Mets. And I was a little surprised that you said that because the reason why you can't understand it is because you, my friend, are one of the only males who's never been dumped by a hot chick.
The analogy that I made. I got you.
Ask one of your less than aesthetically gifted co-hosts there if they ever wish well to the girl that dumped them and went on to like date another jock.
It's a great, great comparison. Brett's spot on with that. And he's right. He's right. And it sucks because it's so vindictive that if we got dumped, because I think now we're all happily married, so we don't give a rat's patoot. But clearly in the moment, you're upset when you get dumped. I've been dumped, believe it or not. I've actually dumped people as well, shockingly enough. And I'm sure that when you are dumped, your initial reaction is, I don't want that person to be successful. I don't want them to meet the love of their life. Bleep them. And I know that's immature. But that's exactly what happened here. The Yankees got dumped by Juan Soto, and Juan is struggling with his new lover.
Right.
And the former lover is laughing and pointing and saying,
We're sleeping
with Cody Bellinger now. Ha, ha, ha. And he's amazing.
And you can't come back.
That's right. You're not invited back. And meanwhile, the Yankees are with Max Fried and Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
They ended up replacing their girlfriend with three girlfriends.
They got some set now.
They know what's going on. So I do think that's a great comparison, and he's right. The reason you can't understand it has nothing to do with fandom, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact you've never been dumped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.